USA News, I'm Lance Prime. A fourth object has been shot down over the United States and Canada airspace in recent days. The latest one was over the Great Lakes on Sunday. Former NATO commander James Stravaitis on MSNBC.
You know, the first time somebody shoots at you, it's happenstance. The second time, it's coincidence. The third time, it's enemy action. We're on round four here. I think without question, this is provocation, probably from China, maybe a little Russia thrown in.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles delivered an epic finish to Super Bowl 57 on Sunday. It took place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs won 38-35 on a field goal with seconds remaining in the game. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes on Fox Sports.
I told y'all this week there's nothing that's going to keep me off that football field, and I just want to shout out my teammates, man. We challenged each other. It took everybody to win this football game. So shout out my teammates, baby. We're Super Bowl champs, baby. Let's go!
Hundreds of thousands of Spaniards flooded the streets of Madrid for the largest protest yet against the regional government's management of the capital city's healthcare services. Roughly 250,000 people rallied in the city center. That's according to the central Spanish government. Organizers claimed, quote, the right to health is a human right. Defend the health service, end quote. A major presidential announcement could be made this week.
We could find out within days if former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will run for the White House. The former ambassador to the United Nations under the Trump administration was asked about a potential presidential run on NBC's Today.
I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now. We'll put 1,000% in and we'll finish it. If there's not a place for me, I have fought for this country as long as I can remember, and I'll do it until my last breath.
Haley is expected to formally declare her candidacy at an event in Charleston on Wednesday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Although the TikTok app allows data farming of its users, not all elected officials are anti-TikTok.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer defending the use of TikTok as a communication tool, saying she uses it.
We have it on one device that has no access to anything else because so many people get their information that way.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Michigan Democrat said it's a way to reach a lot of people.
Whether we like it or not, that is a tool for disseminating important information.
The Chinese-owned video sharing app has been banned on congressional lawmakers' phones due to perceived privacy risks. The platform has recently come under fire due to concerns about its ties to the Chinese Communist Party. I'm John Schaefer.
Fountain police officer and Air Force veteran Julian Becerra died of his injuries over the weekend after falling from a bridge in Colorado Springs more than a week earlier. Becerra fell about 40 feet from a bridge in Colorado Springs, Colorado, while pursuing a carjacking suspect. The Philippines has accused China of shining a military-grade laser light to chase off a resupply mission to a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The laser glare temporarily blinded the crew of the Filipino Coast Guard boat, forcing it to retreat. The vessel was headed to a Maroon Navy vessel that Manila has used for years to claim the second Thomas Shoal. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.